SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, 180 craft producers get training. And later, a glimpse of Jamaica. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center at 6 a.m. Come get your fresh produce at reasonable prices. Enjoy live performances over breakfast. Convenient parking available. You can't afford to miss August Morning Market. Hurry, come uptown. August 1, Independence Village.
180 craft producers have been equipped with skills to enhance the island's craft output. The artisans were trained under the Tourism Product Development Company, Organization of American States Craft Enhancement Project. Participants in the program were empowered through craft skills upgrading workshops and business planning training in mixed media, including bamboo, straw, and textile. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the venture marks a key step on the path towards enhanced creativity, growth, and job creation. He says the training of craft traders will also expand the network of local producers who can benefit from the tourism sector through the Tourism Linkages Network and other initiatives.
It's exciting because it is heralding a new approach to the development of or artisan cater in the country. And it is also heralding the real tangible response that we have been talking about providing for this sector.
To date, Jamaica has trained just over half of the 300 artisans from the Caribbean who have been educated under the regional program. The craft traders have been equipped with the requisite skills to compete for a share of the $87 billion global market for creative exports produced in the Americas. The success of the capacity building aspect of the project was also highlighted, as after participating, local craftsmen will be able to sell their craft and build sustainable livelihoods. Simultaneously, they will be able to provide visitors to craft markets with high-quality, authentic Jamaican products and reduce the dependence on imports. Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, public and private sectors across the island and in the diaspora. It's our plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. On today's Glimpses of Jamaica segment, Corinne shares with us about the gig.
I'm Corinne Watson, and I want to tell you about the gig. It is actually made from wood, and it has a triangular shape, but the triangular is round. It has a round triangular shape. We put a nail to the end of the triangle, to one end of the triangle. Then we get a piece of cord, and we wind it around the gig. The nail first, and then a portion of the gig. And then we would spin. We would let go of the gig, and then it would dance in a circular motion. That is one of my favorite glimpses of Jamaica.
If you wish to share your glimpse of Jamaica, send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359-024. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.